2026年
2026
泰坦尼克号终于被批三观不正了。
Titanic has finally been declared unrighteous.
谁还在怀念?
Who is still missing?
1997年那个冬天
In the winter of 1997
人们挤进录像厅看泰坦尼克号，盯着模糊的屏幕。
People crowded into the cinema to watch the Titanic, staring at the blurry screen.
看莱纳多·迪卡普里奥。
Look at Leonardo DiCaprio.
站在船头高喊。
Shouting from the bow.
我是世界之王。
I am the king of the world.
那一刻。
At that moment.
每个男孩都觉得。
Each boy thought.
那就是自己。 穷但热血，没钱。
That's just a matter of luck and not having money.
但有才华。
Up there is a remnant.
没有背景。
No background.
但有一颗滚烫的心脏。
But there is a hot heart.
我们用杰克的眼睛游走在那艘奢华的巨轮上。
We wandered around on that luxurious cruise ship.
用他的视角撩开露丝的裙摆。
Pulling back her dress from his perspective.
用他的命运完成一次对阶级的完美复仇，传承了我们哭了。
With his fate, he completed a perfect revenge on the class. The ship sank and we cried.
但心里是甜的。
But in my heart, it's sweet.
因为爱情赢了资本。
Because love has won over capital.
输了屌丝逆袭的神话。
Lost the myth of the loser's comeback.
成立了。20多年过去。
More than 2 decades have passed since its establishment.
当我们再次打开这部电影,
when we watch this movie again,
弹幕里飘过去的,
floating through the barrage,
不再是真爱永恒,
no longer is true love eternal,
而是卡尔好惨,
instead, Carl is so bad.
这个词条突兀地爬上热搜,
this term suddenly rose to prominence on the trending search list.
我盯着他愣了半晌。
I stared at him blankly for a while.
然后突然笑出声来。
Then suddenly burst out laughing.
因为从社会学角度来看,
from a sociological perspective,
这就是一代男性观众的集体梦醒。
This is the collective dream of a generation of male viewers.
十分细思,
very thoughtful.
极恐的是,
unfortunately,
是我们终于发现自己当年带入错了角色。
We finally realized that we had taken on the wrong roles back then.
小李子饰演的杰克是什么人呢?
What kind of person is Jack played by Jack Nicholson?
身无分文的黄毛,
a penniless yellow-haired man,
靠赌博赢来的船票,
tickets won from gambling,
连换洗的内裤都没有,
the underwear I bought was not washed properly,
他有一张颠倒众生的脸,
he has a face that is both strange and familiar,
有一手出神入化的素描功夫,
a masterfully executed pencil drawing,
还有一张能把贵族小姐逗笑的嘴。
There is another mouth that can make a noble lady laugh.
这样的人在现实中存在吗?
Do such people exist in reality?
存在。
Existence.
但绝不是大多数的男性。
But not most men.
绝大多数普通男性是什么呢?
What are most ordinary men?
是那个在甲板上永远挺直腰板。
He was always standing straight on the deck.
西装革履, 面无表情的卡尔。
The impeccably dressed, expressionless Carl.
也就是露丝的未婚夫。
The Jew, Chi Lucy de Wai Hun Fu.
让我们重新打量。
He looked at us again.
这个被我们唾弃了20年的反派。
This villain, whom we have rejected for 20 years.
他做了什么?
What did he do?
帮未婚妻家里还清了巨额债务。
Bang Wai Hun Kai Jir, Lai Huan King, Le Ju Yi Zhai Wu.
还掏出那颗海洋之心。
Take out the heart of the ocean.
56克拉的蓝钻作为天价彩礼。
56 carats of blue diamonds as a high-priced dowry.
带着未婚妻和他那个虚荣的母亲从英国上流社会转战成美国上流社会。
Taking his bride and her vain mother from the upper class of British society to the upper class of American society.
甚至在发现露丝和杰克画裸体素描玩。
Even when they were found drawing nude sketches with Ruth and Jack.
让我飞翔的暧昧游戏。
Let's play a game of ambiguous flirting.
在汽车后座留下掌印。
Leave fingerprints on the back seat of the car.
换作任何一个正常男性都会在原地爆炸。
Instead, any normal man would have exploded in place.
这时候卡尔做了什么呢？
What did Carl do at this time?
他依然在沉船时翻遍船舱去找肉丝。
He was still searching through the ship's hold for meat.
在救生艇边。
On the rescue boat.
把自己的大衣披在他身上。
Put your coat on him.
口袋里还塞着那笔钱，给他一笔钱。
He put a few dollars in his pocket.
这句话现在看来是多么大的力度。
How much effort is required now?
那是1912年的英镑购买力。
That was the purchasing power of the pound in 1912.
相当于今天的几十万人民币。
Equivalent to tens of thousands of yuan today.
而他的未婚妻呢，当着全船的面。
Bertar de Wihun Kai Ni Dang Ji Quan Chu and Amiren.
一次次奔向那个穷画家的怀抱。
Again and again, she rushed towards the poor painter's embrace.
而最讽刺的桥段来了。
Here is the most sarcastic line.
卡尔后来破产了。
Carl went bankrupt.
1929年。
1929.
大萧条，华尔街崩盘。
Wall Street crashed during the Great Depression.
他吞枪自尽。
He committed suicide by swallowing a gun.
而此时的肉丝呢，带着他那颗从未变卖、价值连城的海洋之心。
And at this moment, the strands of meat carried with them the priceless, never to be sold heart of the ocean.
活成了一个百岁老人。
Lived a 100-year-old life.
他本可以卖掉。
He could have sold it.
他让卡尔的家族企业起死回生。
He brought Carl's family business back to life.
他本可以还他一个迟到的公道。
He could have given him a belated reward.
哪怕只是在经济上。
Even if it's just economically.
但是他没有，他把海洋之心留到最后，颤颤巍巍地走到船尾，松手。
But he didn't keep the heart of the ocean until the very end, trembling as he walked to the stern and let go.
让那颗价值连城的钻石。
Let that priceless diamond.
沉入冰冷的大西洋。
Plunge into the cold Atlantic Ocean.
对一个已死之人。
To a person who is dying.
最后的物质痕迹。
The last traces of matter.
他选择了彻底抹去。
He chose to completely erase it.
这时候我们突然理解了卡尔的愤怒。
At this moment, we suddenly understood Carl's anger.
那是投入了全部的身家、尊严。
That's all I have to lose.
虔诚之后。
After the sincere prayer.
发现自己在对方心里连个备胎都算不上的幻灭。
He is currently not even a spare, let alone a disappointment in their eyes.
这都算不上是爱情的悲剧啊。
This doesn't even qualify as a tragic love story.
就是一个关于供养者的黑色幽默。
It's a black comedy about a caregiver.
如今互联网放大了这一切。
Nowadays, all these things have been magnified by the internet.
今天打开社交媒体，多的都是男性基本盘，普信男。
Today, the most active users on social media are mostly male, especially those who are active on platforms like Pinduoduo.
你不给我花钱。
You don't give me money.
就是不爱我。
I don't love you.
这些对立言论。
These opposing arguments.
网民们惊恐地发现。
Netizens were horrified to discover that.
现实中的自己正在无限地逼近。
The real self is approaching.
卡尔拼命赚钱。
Carl worked hard to make money.
拼命达标。
Strive for excellence.
拼命满足一个又一个物质考核。
Desperately meet one after another material requirements.
最后换来的可能是一句你根本不懂我。
The last thing I might get is that you don't understand me at all.
然后看着对方奔向那个懂他的一无所有的杰克。思维反转的原因是如此残酷。
Then, watching the other person rush towards Jack, who was completely selfless and understood him, was so cruel.
男性终于意识到了自己过去犯了严重的错误认知。
Finally, the man realized that he had made a serious mistake in his past.
我们以为自己是杰克。
We thought we were Jack.
是因为每个男性在二十多岁的时候
Because at the age of 20, every man
都觉得自己与众不同。
I feel that I am different from everyone else.
都相信自己可以用魅力、才华。
Then he believed that he could use his charm and talent.
真心这些非物质的武器征服世界。
These non-material weapons are truly capable of conquering the world.
那时候嘲笑卡尔的铜臭味。
Back then, they mocked Carl's stinky smell.
鄙视他的阶级傲慢，同情。
Disdain his class arrogance and sympathy.
他被戴绿帽。
He was wearing a green hat.
却浑然不知的愚蠢。
But completely unaware and foolish.
等到他们过了三十岁。
When they reach their thirties.
四十岁，背负着房贷车贷。
At the age of 40, he was burdened with mortgage and car loan.
看着彩礼数字逐年攀升。
Seeing the figures of dowry increasing year by year.
突然发现活成了自己最讨厌的那个人。
Suddenly, I realized that the person I hated the most was the one I had loved.
而且还是一个低配版的。
And it's even a low-end version.
没有卡尔的世家
Without Carl's lineage
也没有卡尔的商业手腕
No business acumen like Carl
甚至连他最后掏出的那笔分手费都掏不起
Even the last amount of the breakup fee he took out he couldn't afford to pay
只有卡尔的处境
Only Carl's situation
却没有卡尔的实力
But without Carl's mission
更难过的是
What's more regrettable is,
我们终于看懂了卡尔的孤独。
We finally understand Carl's loneliness.
全船没有人喜欢他。
No one ever liked him.
包括他的未婚妻。
Bao Kuo Tar Du Wai Hun Kai.
他像一个局外人一样穿梭在头等舱的宴会厅里。
He moved through the first class banquet hall like an outsider.
西装笔挺。
Suit.
内心荒芜。
Empty inside.
他给不了肉丝自由的飞翔。
He can't give the meat strips the freedom to fly.
但他给了他生存的保障。
But he gave him a livelihood.
他讲不出生命。
He couldn't speak of life.
是一场宴席。
It was a banquet.
这样的漂亮话。
Such a beautiful transformation.
但是他扛起了两个家族的生计。
However, he supported two families.
在1912年
In 1912,
他这样的人被叫做可靠的丈夫。
People like him are called reliable husbands.
在2026年他被叫做供养者工具。
In 2026, it was called the donor tool.
老实人接盘侠。
Honest and reliable person, the good negotiator.
而杰克呢他在冰冷的海水里沉下去的那一刻
And Jack, at the moment he sank into the cold sea
完成了永恒的定格
Completed the eternal freeze
他永远年轻
He will always be young.
永远浪漫。
Forever romantic.
永远贫穷。
Forever poor.
永远不用面对柴米油盐、中年危机以及那个终极问题。
Never have to face the middle-aged crisis of money and daily necessities and the ultimate question.
如果船没有沉没。
If the ship is silent.
他和肉丝能好几年，可能只有两年。
He and the meat strips, etc. may only have been together for 2 years.
两年后。
2 years later.
肉丝会对着画架。
The meat strips will face the easel.
发呆。
Stupid.
哎，怀念头等舱的下午茶。
Missing afternoon tea in business class.
而杰克会发现自己除了画裸体什么都干不了。
And Jack will find that he can only do things as a flower.
这才是真正的恐怖故事。
This is the real horror story.
所以当今天有人说泰坦尼克号三观不正时，
So when someone says the Titanic is wrong today,
那是千万个卡尔在深夜刷完短视频后。
That's a million Carls after watching short videos late at night.
最后的集体破防。
A last group break.
他们看着屏幕里那个西装男人摘下礼帽。
They watched the man in a suit take off his hat on the screen.
看着那颗蓝色钻石。
Looking at the blue diamond.
划出弧线。
Draw an arc.
突然发现整个故事讲的根本不是爱情。
Suddenly, I realized that the whole story was actually about something else, not love.
而是一个关于男性代际认知迭代的预言。
And it is a prophecy about the generational cognition of men, which is iterated across generations.
我们终将醒来。
We will eventually wake up.
发现甲板上没有肉丝。
I found that there were no meat strands on the deck.
只有自己孤零零地站在船头，手里捏着一张沉船的船票。
Standing alone on the deck, clutching a ship ticket for a sunken ship.
船沉了。
The ship sank.
男人醒了。
Man woke up.
只是这一醒就再也回不去。
Just waking up, and I can never go back.
那个相信 You jump, I jump 的冬天了。
I believe in the Taoist concept of the heavenly realm.